Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
It took a long time and a lot of work, but we found the funniest moments from last week's Mixed Morning Show.
It is freezing out there. Okay, so we've had basically like a day to kind of get used to it. It's still just, I'm not getting used to it at all. It is totally frozen over. There's doors that just straight up won't open. There's vehicles that just straight up won't start. Very weird. It's almost post-apocalyptic. I realize it's an exaggeration, but it can be that way, especially when you wake up super early in the morning to go to work and you just step outside the front door of your house, the front door of your building, wherever, and you just look down the street and it's like, okay, there's vehicles, there's road, but everything's frozen over and it looks like it's been frozen over for an age, for a lifetime. Like, it looks just desolate and nothing's turning on, nothing even, like, even the street lights, you're like, how are those getting power? How is that even happening right now? Electricity freezes at minus 40, or so I hear. But do try to stay warm. I'm going to try and make sure that everybody knows just exactly how cold it is getting back to things. I mean, it's my first day back to work after the long weekends, probably some other people's as well. You might have been really nice and cozy all holed up near the fireplace or at least near the electric blanket. But reality is going to set in for a little while. It's that weird limbo week, though, where you have to go to work. You have to make sure that you go back to the responsibilities of daily life before the Christmas holiday. But you know that New Year's and the long weekend is still just coming up anyways. So you're still kind of half checked out. Yeah, I feel you.
The best of the Mixed Morning Show on today's best music. Mix 103.7.
Although we are solo, we're still getting it through, starting with Hawaiian guys Alan Robinson and Walter McFarlane. They discovered there's more to their 60-year-old friendship than just playing cribbage and sipping mojitos. The two men discovered, actually, genetically, biologically, they're half-brothers. They made the discovery and shared it with the family the day before Christmas Eve, but they still forgot to get each other anything. So, you know, definitely family. It was a Christmas miracle up in space, though. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station did indeed get to watch Star Wars The Last Jedi to celebrate the holidays. Turns out the astronauts found watching it to be frustrating as well, but not for the reasons you think. It's just that the rental only worked on Christmas Day, and it would reset every time they hit the international dateline. You just couldn't get through it. Really annoying. And a Christmas heist occurred, of course. Toronto police are now looking for any information to help locate a stolen refrigerated trailer stuffed full of veal. It may feel like they just needed a meal, but let's get real. You've got to be a total eel to seal a deal with another heel and steal an automobile full of veal, even for a meal. And you will be revealed. That is your daily catch-up.
And just think, you could be sleeping. The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
I am still full. Just totally full. I have really tried to be good and have wise decisions and temper my holiday hunger and this temptation of all of the treats around everywhere. And I did pretty well until we hit the day before Christmas. And then Christmas Day, and then Boxing Day, and all three of these days, I have just eaten far too much food. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I know, it's time to get back to it. This is why people set up resolutions for January. I mean, this is why it happens. You just go so far down the rabbit hole around Christmas, and it's because there's just so much good food. I mean, and you want to make it extra good. You add the extra butter, you add the extra salt, you add the extra everything that's not great for you, and it just tastes so delicious. But I do feel like a bit of a tube of toothpaste right now. I mean, it's kind of a gross analogy, but yeah, I mean, you really find out what the human limitations are. You insert food for only so long before you have to dispense something else. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you right now, it should not be a forceful affair on a regular daily basis. It should take just a little bit of exertion to do so instead of to prevent yourself from doing so. You know what I mean? I'm getting a little euphemistic here. I'm talking about poop.
The funniest moments from last week's Mixed Morning Show on today's best music. Mix 103.7.
Instagram has revealed their 2017 roundup of information. Now, they haven't revealed everything, but they have revealed some interesting facts and tidbits. Like, for instance, the top followed people, the accounts on Instagram. Number three, Ariana Grande. Number two, Cristiano Ronaldo. Number one, Selena Gomez, which makes sense for some of the top liked IG posts. Like, number three, Selena Gomez, not pregnant, but getting a kidney transplant. Cristiano Ronaldo, also not pregnant, but having a kid with his wife. And then number one, Beyonce being pregnant for the second time. That blew up Instagram in 2017. It also would seem that it was pretty healthy as far as hashtags go. The most popular one of the year, hashtag love. Hashtag fashion was number two. And then hashtag photo of the day was number three. Okay, clearly we're overusing photo of the day, people. Hashtag photo of the day every single day. And when you post multiple photos a day, yeah, stop. Cut it out. It's done. It's enough. Just post the photo. That's what Instagram's for. Photos of the day. You don't need to identify them. Top used filters. Number one, Claritin. Number two, Gingham. And number three, Juno. Aren't those like the first three filters? It's time to explore. Explore your filter options, IG people. And then, of course, the top followed animals. You got number one, Jif Palm. Number two, Nala Cat. And number three, also representing on the canine side of things, it's Doug the Pug. And yes, I have now started following It's Doug the Pug.
Just like a fine wine or George Clooney, the Mixed Morning Show gets better with time. More from last week's show coming up.
30 years ago, you put the cartridge in the thing, you turn it on, you hit the controller, you're good. You're playing. Christmas in 1987 was a bit of a different thing, right? I mean, you'd be posing for that Polaroid photo of a crisp, quiet winter morning with the entire family together in their new pajamas, unwrapping happening while parents sip coffee slowly that was prepared over the stove with a whistle kettle. Fast forward Christmas 2017, after fighting with your Keurig machine that just did not make the coffee the way you wanted it, spit out half the amount of water and twice the flavor, cleaning out the questionable things out of your living room just so that you can FaceTime awkwardly while unwrapping turns into chaos, followed by kids trying to download a new game just to update, just to play for the first time, and then a relative in the corner who may have had a few extra mimosas starting a fight with Alexa. That's right, Alexa can hold her own in an argument. I'll tell you that much.
The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
I've got to do something different about my food intake, my caloric intake today. I think my body's just straight up rejecting the leftovers. Good thing that they're pretty much clean through at this point, but after about three straight days, you know, you got your Christmas Eve, your Christmas Day, your Boxing Day of just food all the time, way too much food. I decided to just rein it in a little bit yesterday, scale it back, maybe sandwichize some of the leftovers and not get a huge plate of the stuff. And even still, I mean, like halfway through the sandwich, I swear my body just started rejecting. It's like this exact chemical makeup is what your stomach has been trying to burn through for over 72 hours now. Like, it's time to give it a rest. So maybe I'll try some soup or something today. Turkey soup. Wait, no, that's more of the same. Dang!
More of the greatest moments from the Mixed Morning Show on the way.
Erie, Pennsylvania, just getting more snow in 2 days than they've ever had in any 13-day stretch in recorded history. That's crazy. As of final calculation, they got approximately 63 inches of fluffy white snow. We had a dirty joke ready for them getting 69 inches of snow, but it's coming up short. Prince Harry got a chance to quiz the former U.S. President Barack Obama in a freshly released interview. Amidst the rapid-fire questions, Obama was asked, White House down or Olympus has fallen? He says he didn't see either film with a plot involving the violent kidnapping of the president, only to somehow be saved in the 11th hour by a security guard, understandably, but we all know that really he picked White House down because it's way better. And now, what Kanye West got Kim Kardashian for Christmas? More than $200,000 in stocks to various giant companies like Netflix, Amazon, Disney. And, you know, as you enjoy any new goodies that you were gifted over the holidays, just know how deeply it pales in comparison. That's $200,000 in stocks, and you got $20 in socks. And you're not complaining. They're nice and toasty. That's your daily catch-up.
Just like cold pizza, it's better the second time around. The best of the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 103.7.
It's all about entering the new year right. I know you've seen the memes, so you've seen a ton of them. It all started off with the Frank Ocean song, where somebody tweeted out saying, if you start the song at this exact time, the transition will line up exactly with the transition from 2017 to 2018. But you know, if you don't want to listen to Nights by Frank Ocean, there are tons of other options, and people have been coming up with hilarious ones, both serious, actual ones that'll help you pick the time to start your episode, your movie, your song. But there's actually a website to help you out with this now. I mean, it's making it completely foolproof. It's called enter2018write.com. Pretty singular use kind of website, but basically you pick one of the songs that they've got listed, and the list gets bigger all the time, and then you just leave it. You just leave it. It's got a countdown and everything, but you just set it and forget it in the background until it actually is going to start kicking in and playing on its own just in time for New Year's. So, I mean, the meme has become reality, and reality has become the meme. Actually, I don't know what that means, but it sounded smart because I reversed it, didn't it? Check it out. Enter 2018write.com and pick your favorite one. Is it going to be a little Despacito, the very last one of the year? Is it going to be Levels by Avicii so you got that good feeling at the right time? Is it going to be Taylor Swift Ready For It with you hearing Are You Ready For It right at midnight? There's tons. My favorite one, though, in the air tonight, Phil Collins. The drum break is going to take you into the new year, and I can't think of a better way to do it.
More laughs, less calories. The best of the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 103.7.
Jaren, I got to pull you out of the newsroom for just a second extra here. I found out about some weird dating apps. I'm trying to figure out which one would be the best for yourself.
Trying to tell me something here.
No, not even. In fact, I find dating apps and dating websites, I find it very strange. I'm very much an old school person. It's about meeting people, the bar, the grocery store, wherever. But it's the sign of the times, right? Like, I mean, dating apps are a common thing. Most people meet each other through the internet in some way. So what I'm going to do is tell you about these weird niche dating apps that have started up in 2017. Let me, you tell me what you think. So all there's right. One called Sweat to with two T's. Sweat to.
Sweat with two T's. So I'm thinking this could be an expansion of Tinder, sweating, but that's what my guess is going to be. Maybe another kind of Tinder-esque app.
Tinder-esque? So yeah. It's just hot. It's about hookups?
Yeah, exactly.
This one's actually matches you based on your workout habits.
What happens if you don't work out?
then you don't need Sweat.
All right.
Okay, this one's called Lime.
Lime.
Yeah.
Foodies, your favorite food.
That would be a good guess. That's what it should be with a name like Lime. I don't know where the name came from, but apparently it's so you can find somebody with your level of lazy or physical activity. So,
that one might be for me.
If you don't work out, there's an option for that. Or it can, like, you can even just go by number of steps. You can match by, like, people who have the same number of steps as you.
All right.
Hotline is the next one. Hotline is one that started in 2017.
Hotline. Ooh.
Hotline.
So maybe you match with someone and they automatically have the number for you to call. I don't know.
You're onto it, man. I would have guessed something more like Tinder or something like a hookup sort of thing. But this one, it actually forces you to talk to your matches. Like, you have to call them. Talk to them with your voice instead of texting.
The only problem is you got to get matches.
That's my biggest downfall
all the time.
This one, I hate the name, but I like the idea. Cuddly with Cuddly. Cuddly.
Cuddly. Wow. All right. Maybe it's like that. I remember hearing a job about someone who actually gets paid to cuddle with people. Maybe that's it. Right there.
Yeah. What a sweet job that would be. I mean, on paper anyway. Yeah. Sounds like a good idea. This one, apparently, it's a dating app for geeks, for nerds especially, who just want to cuddle each other, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why they named it that.
Yeah.
It's like if you need to find somebody to go to the convention with, I guess.
I don't want to be like, I want to use this app because I don't want to come off as that geek or nerdy kind of guy. So.
But self-identifying, right? Like, yes. you're amongst friends. So this one, I actually, not to judge, but I think this one's probably going to be the one that you gravitate towards.
Oh, God.
And you could probably guess what it's about based on the name. There is a dating app now called Hater. Straight up, Hater. Hater's gone hate.
Yeah, I'm known as the most depressing person in the office, most negative person.
You always have a smile on your face,
Steve. Yeah, I just have a dark sense of humor, just gloomy all the time. So I'm going to guess it's probably for people who just hate life in general.
Yeah.
And they can hate life together and maybe start to love life.
Have you seen the movie Role Models? Sean William Scott and Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that with... I remember that. That was years ago.
Yeah. So it starts with him breaking up with Elizabeth Banks' character, right? And then he tries to get her back. And he says this line to her. He says... how am I going to find somebody who hates all the same things as me? That is what it's about. It's based on mutual hatred of things. You're matched on the things that you dislike. What a magical time.
And we pay them for that. The best of the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 103.7.
Big question people often find themselves asking because they're looking at everything that they need to do to get it done. When is it the right time to take down your Christmas tree, put the decorations away? Ultimately, I think, who cares? Who cares? Do Christmas in July if you really, 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 really want to. Just, I don't want to see them being sold in stores until November-ish. That's a good time. 2 months of Christmas, plenty. But Ryan Seacrest was asking that very question. When is the time to take down the tree and the decorations? Asking for a friend. Mariah Carey chimed in. She says, not until July 4th, speaking of Christmas in July. But I suspect that has more to do with the fact that she only ever makes any money during the Christmas holidays, so she would love to extend that to July. Sorry, Mariah, not gonna happen.
It took a long time and a lot of work, but we found the funniest moments from last week's Mixed Morning Show.
For the last several days, we've been living in a world where Anna still has not convinced Elsa that she is loved, and we've been living in this frozen wasteland because of it. There have still been some pilferings of packages. There have been some Amazon deliveries, some courier drop-offs just lifted right off the doorstep, as if they grew their own set of legs magically. Thankfully, I don't think it happened in record amounts or anything like that, but I do think that a few people got victimized. They got their stuff that was meant to be here for the holidays ripped right off of the doorstep, and that totally sucks. It's not cool. It's really, really lame. Sometimes you get a courier who will try to do the right thing and try to, like, you know, kind of hide it inside the screen door, even though it makes the screen door pop out, or, you know, underneath a mat, even though you can tell there's a box under the mat. It's a valiant effort, really, really well thought out, but despite the lines and everything, I would rather have to go to pick up from somewhere than actually deal with stuff getting stolen, stuff going missing. This account on Twitter, a filmmaker, at Cameo Wood, or just at Cameo, she has this suggestion for next year's holiday season. This way, you know what's going on, but the people potentially stealing your stuff don't. She says, after packages were stolen from three separate occasions in 1 week from her doorstep, despite video cameras, she started putting her cat litter into Amazon boxes and then leaving those out. She says, so far, six of those have been stolen, too. Thanks for cleaning the litter box. How perfect is that? It's going to feel like there's something real good in there. There's some heft to it. Oh, yeah. Shaky, shaky. Something's going on in there. What's it going to be? A turd-tastic surprise. Try selling that.
The best of the Mixed Morning Show on today's best music. Mix 103.7.
What was the percentage of Canada that is not frozen right now, approximately?
0.00003% isn't.
Let's go frozen. There. Wherever that is, whatever tiny island that is, let's get ourselves there. Or better yet, Elon Musk better hurry up with those trips to Mars, because apparently it's warmer.
Yeah, it's a few patches of southwestern BC in the coastal parts of Vancouver Island. They experienced a brief thaw on Wednesday, while the rest of us continue to suffer.
It's so tiny. It's such a morsel. But welcome back. How was your trip through the frozen wasteland?
Thank you. It was very good. I was in Manitoba, which, of course, is very cold all the time, but more so over the holidays. I returned home yesterday and didn't even think to have someone check up on our place when we were gone. Yeah, the furnace broke.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
It was very cold in our apartment.
That would be the worst, because you're finally home. You just want to get comfortable.
Yeah, after being up for hours and hours in a straight 17-hour drive. So all we had were tea lights, so I just lit some tea light candles. They did nothing. No. It just made the place look a little nicer.
Ambiance. Yeah. You can pretend you're in a beautiful, warm place. What has been done about this? Is it fixed yet?
Oh, yep. Yep.
I was like, how did you sleep last
night? Dan the man, our plumber, came and he fixed it in no time, which was awesome. Well, I mean, by the time he got the call and came over.
So you got the blowtorch, got the flamethrower, thawed it all out, got it started again.
Luckily, the water didn't freeze, so that was a relief. But it was very cold for a few hours. What candles did they use in the olden days for warmth? Definitely not tea lights.
No.
I just think you could be sleeping. The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
back again here in the chilly, chilly north after being in the chilly, chilly Manitoba.
Yeah. it was colder.
Not much change.
No.
Just cold here, cold there, cold all the way through.
Yep.
Any adventures? I mean, obviously you had some relaxation, some R&R over the holidays, as you should, but what'd you get up to?
I took my roommate back with me, and she grew up in Hamilton, so grew up in the city. Yeah. I obviously did not. I'm very much a farm kid. So this was her first real farm experience. So went out to the dairy barn.
Like on TV, right? Like an actual farm experience.
Yeah, yeah. Real farm experience. So she got to see, all the cows are milked by robots, but so she got to see all that. Just see a cow in the human flesh. They're a lot bigger, apparently, than she thought they were going to be. Learned the difference between hay and straw and realized that she's been lied to her whole life. So for those who don't know, because she's like, when we go on hay rides, it's actually straw rides.
Yeah,
it's
straw.
Using straw bales. The yellow
ones. You don't eat the straw.
Exactly. No, straw is for bedding.
Yeah.
She got to ride horses, just pet horses, so just be around horses. Took her out quadding sledding behind the quad, we just went to the local store and got like these crappy little plastic sleds, and you just put a tow rope to them and go around the field.
Yellow
quadding.
Nylon.
I have
been there.
She was immersed in the Manitoba rural experience.
I'm expecting her to be a completely different person now. This experience. It's life changing.
Well, now she wants to go back for the summer edition of farm life. When you're out in the field and
absolutely
everything else. So we'll see.
I speak like I've got so much experience. I'm like, oh yes, it's much different in the summer. I am.
Growing up in Fort McMurray, there's farms everywhere.
The funniest moments from last week's Mix Morning Show on today's best music. Mix 103.7.
The World Health Organization is looking to update their big International Book of Diseases, and the latest draft includes an entry for gaming disorder to describe inability to control or prioritize gaming.
Which has addiction aid workers saying thank you, and girlfriends saying ha ha ha. I told you so.
No, I'm fine. I don't have a problem. It says right here you do.
Apple is apologizing for the intentional slowdown of older devices, which they say is to save battery life. But we all know it's just to make you feel like you need that upgrade.
So, now instead of forcing your hand to buy a new phone, Apple has figured it out. They're forcing your hand to buy a new battery. Oh, but they'll give you a discount, so they're still the good guys.
I don't even know where a battery goes in this thing.
The whole thing gets taken apart. Unlike other phones where you can just slide a thing off and then put a new one in.
So just buy a new one because it's easier.
Exactly. And finally, a Twitter campaign was fired up in a hurry to reunite a UK man named Marius with an envelope stuffed full of Christmas wages that he left at the pub the night before.
The good news is that the internet succeeded in getting Marius his money, but the bad news, he got an email from a Nigerian prince the next day, so he's broke.
The
prince needed help.
The internet giveth, the internet taketh away. And that is your daily catch-up.
Just like a fine wine or George Clooney, the Mix Morning Show gets better with time. More from last week's show coming up.
Of the top 10 coldest places in the world, Canada was 8 of the top 10. And today, it was supposed to get better.
No, we've upped our game. As a proud nation, we are now 14 of the coldest 15 places in the world as of an hour ago, where all the latest temperatures updated. Yukon, they take the top two, then a few in Saskatchewan. High-level Alberta is the coldest as of an hour ago.
A couple
in Manitoba. The only one that isn't Canadian is Northway, Alaska. But that's basically
pretty
Canada.
Much Canada with a president anyway.
Yeah,
that's like the fourth territory. So I'm counting it. 15 of the top 15.
Yeah, in the Yukon, minus 47 this morning.
And that's pre-wind chill.
Pre-wind chill, yeah.
I can't even handle it. Like, I actually fooled myself this morning thinking that it was so cold that like the town was actually shutting down. I shouldn't have, because I know how resilient and stubborn we are here in Fort McMurray. But it wasn't, I left my street downtown, went on to Franklin Avenue, drove Franklin for a little while, didn't see a single vehicle, and I was getting this weird moment. I'm like, there's no one awake, no one out, I'm the only one, why am I going to work? And then as soon as I got up on the bridge, I was like, okay, there's everybody.
It's still really quiet.
Cars. Yeah. And
I mean, everyone's gone for the holidays.
Yeah, I saw somebody's post yesterday on Facebook. There's like 70 people in town, so if you need a booster, plan ahead.
The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
It has been a weird year. We have covered a lot of the weird things, inventions, products that have come out. Not that weird, but one of the biggest ones for a while was the fidget spinner.
Yeah, I never understood that.
No. I mean, it like exploded and then the bubble burst immediately after, and now you can go into stores and see just rows and rows and rows and rows of like dollar fidget spinners, and you're like, I don't want this thing anymore.
It was like Hatchimals. That was the hottest toy last year. Yeah. This year saw them everywhere.
Everywhere. And like different versions of them too now, and they're like, yeah, we'll get them. No, people don't want it anymore. And one of the bigger ones that actually made a splash, not that I've seen anybody wearing them unironically, the Romp Him.
Oh,
2017,
yeah.
Rompers for Men Revolution.
The whole 2017 fashion train was horrendous. So it's good we can put that to bed. Hopefully things improve in 2018.
Speaking of just fashions, the bizarre eyelashes were a thing in 2017. Like there was glitter eyelashes. There was light up eyelashes. There was Christmas eyelashes. There's braided eyebrows.
The Christmas tree eyebrows.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird things that you can do to your face. The squiggly brows. I remember that looked very, very weird. That looked like something straight out of the 90s or early 2000s, transported to 2017.
Not our best year. We could have done better in improving and coming up with new fashion trends.
Totally. The other thing that comes to mind, while I don't know if it could be considered fashion, it is wearable. The Tata towel was an invention of 2017. You remember this?
No.
This is the towel that is just for boobs. So, I mean, if you want to get a... And I talked to my girlfriend about this. She loves showering, but hates the aftermath of being wet out of the shower afterwards, especially when you have pets. Hair just clings to you, and then you feel like you're dirty. You need to have a shower again. That's her complaint. And then I showed her the Tata towel, and she's like, this is amazing! But it's only for, like, C cups and up.
I'm off then.
What will the future bring? What will 2018 hold for us? Probably all kinds of question marks and raised squiggly eyebrows.
More of the greatest moments from the Mixed Morning Show on the way.
What even is minus 83 degrees? It's not a real thing that a human should have to deal with, but apparently back in 1980, that was the limit in Newfoundland and Labrador, Labrador City.
Our coworkers, her friend posted an old school letter that they received December 4th, 1980. And it was the letter from the school saying when they will cancel school. So for kindergarten to grade 6, minus 68 and lower, they would cancel school. And grade 7 to 11, well, they have to be a little tougher, minus 83 and lower.
What?
Minus 68, minus 83 make a big difference.
I had to really double check too. I was like, are we talking Fahrenheit here? Because like minus 40 and minus 40 are the same in Fahrenheit and Celsius, but then the numbers get a little bit more exaggerated on the Fahrenheit side of things. No. This is
Celsius.
This is Celsius. They do say wind chill factor included. So, I mean, that's a little bit of a gimme, but come on. Minus 83? Skin doesn't lungs don't function properly in minus 83 degrees. Of course you have to close school at that point.
Even when it's this cold outside like we have now, I always start coughing instantly. You breathe in like a cold chunk of cold air.
That first breath. And you're like, great, I can feel the layer of ice forming on the inside of my body. Awesome. Thank you, Mother Nature. I remember growing up, I think it was minus 25 pre-wind chill, like not with the wind chill included, just minus 25 straight up was when you'd get no recesses outside. That's when they'd wheel in the video screen and you'd just watch something on TV for the hour. But it was minus 50 with no wind chill that they would actually shut down the school for the day. And it only happened like once or twice. I can even remember. We're not even there yet. It's as cold as this is, we're not even there yet.
Yeah, ours was minus 45 without the wind chill. They would cancel school, which happened at least a couple times every winter.
Every winter. I wish that it was included in the wind chill because we would have had like weeks off every winter when I was growing up. I don't know what it is now. I don't know if the policies have changed, if they've held up the same, if they're
district-wide. Yeah, I don't think they cancel school anymore. Just in case a parent doesn't hear and you bring your kid to school and the school's locked and then the kid's outside at minus 50. Can't do that.
No, that's that's awful. I feel so bad for this hypothetical child.
Just like cold pizza, it's better the second time around. The best of the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 103.7.
I sent an Amazon Echo for Christmas to my parents over the holidays, and apparently they've actually been pretty good at like figuring it out, at least to get music playing and everything and checking the weather and all the, you know, the simple, really simple stuff. But I was surprised. I thought that they might meet a little bit more difficulty, which is exactly what happened with this Italian grandmother, 85 years young, learning to use Google Home, and it is an experience for her.
Oh my God. Is a woman?
Yeah.
I'm glad to meet
what
you.
What is this thing?
Hello, Gugu.
Hey, you're okay.
There's something from
Gugu.
The
office.
You have to say, hey, Gugu, or okay.
Hey, Gugu. Okay, Gugu.
What's the weather?
Yeah.
What's the weather, ask?
What the weather? He want to know what is the weather.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
In Flagler Beach tomorrow, there will be showers with a high of 65 and a low of 56.
She gets up out of her chair as if she saw a ghost. It's the most beautiful thing. You gotta find the Italian grandmother learning to use Google Home. I don't know if that's offensive to do that. I'm totally not Italian myself, but that's kind of what she sounded like, right?
And we pay them for that. The best of the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 103.7.